The Guilford School Board passed a resolution against the new state accountability rules last year, but they still have to live with the results. The new formula, which assigned school grades based largely on student testing, identified 42 new low-performing schools in the district. Under the old formula, which stressed student growth in learning, that number would have been just 14, according to the board. Still, Guilford Superintendent Maurice Green says the goal is to have every school perform well regardless of the formula. Each school receiving a D or F grade is required to come up with an improvement plan and will be reviewed by the school board, parents, and the state. For WFDD, I'm Carrie Brown.